Community. Community is a simple little word, but it's more complex than we often give it credit. For community is what forms us. Community is what gives us life. None of us do very well in isolation. Community can be one or two people, as Jesus says, when two or three are gathered together. Community can be a large body of people, like this gathering this morning. And community can be anything in between. Community can last for a very short time, or it can be something that guides you through your whole life. It's vast and rich and varied, and we often don't think about that when we just use the simple word community. The stories of all the communities in our lives shape us, and we become part of the greater story, whether those stories be short or long term. We are part of it. We live it. And this morning we hear the story of a community, a small community of which the disciples are part, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and Jesus and the other disciples. Now, they always ask awkward questions. Have you noticed that? Not just simple questions, but they're demanding. And today is pretty cheeky. They say, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Reminds me of being a rector. But much worse, because this is Jesus. And he has much more power than anyone else. And so there they are, saying, "We want you to do whatever we want." And Jesus says, "Well, okay. Do you really want to do what I'm going to do? Do you want to drink the cup I will drink?" By that he means the cup of suffering and death, the long journey that he will take. "Do you really want to be baptized the way I've been, with water and wind and fire, and to be sent into the world to be trouble, to shake it up, to make the world notice God?" They say, "We're able." Good for them. When we think we're able sometimes, well, we aren't. We're just saying we could be. And sometimes when we don't think we're able, we rise to great heights. And that's where community comes in, because sometimes we can't do it on our own, and sometimes we need to lead. And the disciples are saying, "We're going to be part of it." Yes, we are. And Jesus says, "That's great, but I can't choose. One of you sit on my right or my left, or tell you who that's going to be, because that's beyond me. That's not mine to give you." The disciples don't get it. And this is always so reassuring for me, because half the time I don't get it either. It's lovely to know that they have no idea what they're asking. It's lovely to know that they ask awkward questions, because sometimes in our faith we're afraid to ask those awkward questions. We're afraid to actually put it out there. And when we do, we think we have misstepped. But there they are, the closest people to Jesus in that community, asking difficult questions. So it's a relief. What's fascinating to me, of course, is that the other disciples, it's a great line and speaks so loudly of community, they were angry with James and John. Isn't that the case? When we see another part of our community rising up and saying, "Well, we want something over here," and we get picked off sometimes because that may not be what we want. That may not be what we think is right. And this is a very human community. We often raise the gospel stories up above us, but they were just like us. But they had Jesus as their leader, and he was wise, and talked to them and taught them about what it means to be a true community. He talked about rights and privileges and responsibility. He taught them a lesson. Job was taught a lesson earlier today as well in the first reading, which seemed harsh, but in the greater context, actually got Job out of his hole of depression and self-pity and moved him to a new place. And Jesus' words offer the disciples and us an opportunity to think differently about things that we have and take for granted. Rights. We have rights in this country, God be thanked. We have many rights. And this past couple of 24 hours or so, or 48 hours before now, I spent with the women on retreat at the Galilee, in Galilee Center in Armprior. And we heard the stories of that community gathered for 24 hours, 24 or so of us, of women at a time when they didn't have rights. Today we celebrate that we all have rights, that we are all people. That was not always the time and place in this country. But now, those of us who are slightly younger, I couldn't even conceive of that. I could not conceive of the fact that I wouldn't have a right because of my gender. And privileges. We have privileges and things that we can do that we never thought we could do. We heard of some of the women at our retreat who had wanted to be mathematicians and were, despite all the best efforts to keep them from being so, and engineers and rocket scientists and all those things. And they had three choices: be a wife and a mother, a teacher, or a secretary. I remember my mother telling me about that when I ridiculously said to my parents, I think I want to be a priest at age 16, and they thought I had probably lost my mind. I would have expected them and my mother to have said, are you crazy? But they didn't say that. Unfortunately for me, I am here. Well, how these things work. Instead, my mother said, and my father, even more importantly, both said, Beth, do whatever you think you should do. What a gift. What a gift as a young woman to be told, go and do what you want. Inside, I'm sure they were saying, we think you're absolutely insane. And I thought that too, but what a gift to be able for them to give me that privilege to say, you can do that. And yet, with rights and responsibilities, Jesus reminds us that we have great responsibility. We have huge responsibility for all the communities that we belong to. Because we have so many rights, because we have so many privileges by who we are here in this land, we have a huge responsibility for how life happens here. Day to day, amongst each one of us, in this community of the church, in our families, and in our greater world. When I was first here, someone said to me, well, it must be great because you get to do whatever you want. I said, are you crazy? If I got to do whatever I wanted, there's a lot that wouldn't look the way it does. But I don't, and neither do you, because we're part of a community. That's what the responsibility is for us to hold each other in that. It's why I will never ask you the question, sorry, what do you like? Because it's not about what we like. Yes, we need to be able to live with it, we need to be able to accept it, and sometimes we'll be angry at the other disciples. But it's about us finding a common good, a common way to live together, a common way to share that baptism and that cup with the whole world. That's what community is about. Not just about what we like as individuals or as Anglicans or whatever other label we want to use. And so we have a great responsibility here in this place, and we have a great responsibility that is placed on us tomorrow. Every single person is probably sick and tired of hearing about parties and programs and how bad the other guy is, and when, and a woman, she might be bad too. But we must remember that as citizens of this country, it would be easy not to vote. It would be easy to say, oh, well, whatever's going to happen anyway, it doesn't matter. But that would be to shirk the last part of what we hold so carefully and is given to us. We have the right. We have the privilege. And it's up to us whether we will use the responsibility. So tomorrow, if you haven't done it already, go and vote. And for those of you who can't vote for one reason or another, I feel your pain, because that's a hard thing to live in a place where you can't. Maybe you're an expat or in limbo or whatever you may be. But know that we will hold that for you, that trust, the right, and the privilege that we will exercise. So our community is vast and large and small and everything in between. But if there's anything that I learned on the retreat this past couple of days, is that you can take a diverse group of people, and they're not called James and John on the retreat, they were called Mary and Ruth and Beth and other names, and they can come from all over the place, and they don't even need to know each other, and in 24 hours, they can be a community. And so that's for us to own, seriously, and to take it well. So let's claim our rights, let's enjoy our privileges, and let's fulfill our responsibility, that we may be full members of our communities, and that we may indeed do what Jesus said, to be servants, and to offer good and wholesome and joyful life to the rest of our world. Amen.